This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Hey, welcome back. Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. Hope you're having a great start to the week on this Monday. We are joined by Bruce Abramson. He is currently the admissions director at New College of Florida and a fellow at the Coalition for America. Bruce, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Joe. Pleasure to meet you. Always great to be on in St. Louis.
Hey, great to speak with you. Let's talk about this latest piece, How to Read Today's News. You came up with this information integrity, but before we talk about that, what made you want to start looking at the pieces of writing this piece? What about the news really started irking you?
Well, I mean, we are in full-blown conspiratorial anti-Semitism these days. It's coming not just from the left, where it's been for a long time, but also from the right. I had the severe mispleasure of actually being at the Turning Point USA conference in Tampa, which was overall a great conference, when Tucker Carlson went on his rant that could have been out of Father Coughlin in the 1930s, you know, which, of course, was topped subsequently by the New York Times publishing a picture of a child suffering from cerebral palsy and several other genetic defects as proof that Israel is intentionally starving kids in Gaza, having cropped his healthy looking brother out of the picture. So we are deep into conspiratorial anti-Semitism. Obviously, the anti-Trump conspiracy theories, the Trump derangement syndrome, has been going on for a long time now. We're about a decade into that. The pieces are coming together, and it ties in with this course that I taught this past semester.
You know, before we get to that, I have another question on the on anti-Semitism. You know, it seems, you know, I on social media, I'll see people who, you know, just 8 years ago were calling Republicans anti-Semitic and calling Trump anti-Semitic, and now, every time they're talking about Gaza, they are saying things that, I mean, are extreme anti-Semitic. And it seems like that is just common now, and people feel like they can get away with it.
Yeah, well, it's always been a problem on the left for a very long time. I mean, the whole progressive woke movement has been anti-Semitic for a very long time. You know, it's the kind of thing that early on you might have only noticed it if you paid attention. But way back in Ferguson, okay, you remember the Ferguson riots? That was, I think, 2013, maybe, where BLM was founded. At the Ferguson riots, you had people waving signs blaming Israel for for what was going on in Ferguson, claiming that they had trained all the American cops to take things out on black inner city people.
So
this has been going on for a long time.
Yes. And you put together this information integrity. So go through the steps of your information integrity for when you see news pop across your screen?
Sure. So here's the trick. So about 2 years ago, in early 23, I kind of said to myself, what's the most important thing I could teach today's college students? And that was a question I asked myself when I was really planning on diving back into academia. And the answer I came up with was how to navigate today's information and media terrain safely. Okay? One of the things that I like to say is that in the Stone Age, we called it the Stone Age because we learned how to make tools and weapons out of stone. In the Iron Age, we learned how to make tools and weapons out of iron. We are in the information age. Our primary weapons and tools today are informational. Today's college kids have been online. They have been in the crosshairs of deadly weapons. They've been playing with power tools since they were toddlers and have no idea what's been going on around them. So it was critical to teach them what's going on. And I put together, the course was designed around three methodological components taken from different fields. And I used, a broad range of examples drawn from the news, drawn from history, drawn from popular culture. But the three basic messages were, the first one is everything online is manipulating you. And when somebody tells you something, you read an article, you see a video, the only safe assumption is that whoever said it wants you to believe it. And we started from there. And the first major topic we talked about was a bit of cognitive psychology. So you could learn the ways that you're manipulated online. You could learn the mind games that people are playing with you. And you could start building up your self-defenses. The second major topic was taken from Bayesian statistics, which sounds fancy. But it basically says, don't think that you have to know what's going on right away. Always remember that there are a lot of possible options out there. And that you don't have the evidence to know which ones are true and which ones are false. And you can keep many of them in your mind at the same time. And you can update your beliefs as new evidence comes in. And this is how you avoid falling into the trap that says, either fund my organization or you're in favor of killing puppies. Yeah. Right? Well, normally there are intermediate steps in between. And then the third topic that we talked about that was very important was we talked about networks and graphs. And what are called emergent properties. And that is basically how you make, we see this all the time in the economy, right? You make purchase decisions based on local information. You see what's in front of you and decide where you want to spend money. And somehow or another, a lot of people doing that, making only local decisions, build into this massive national and global economy. Emergent properties are how things happen without anyone being in control. And that is the antidote to conspiratorial thinking. So those were the basic messages. And we talked about a full range of news stories of the past decade of history of pop culture.
I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I think everyone should have those guidelines known before signing on the internet. You know, you also mentioned in here AI fabrication, and I can only imagine in the next 5 years just how realistic this AI is going to get. And, you know, you talk about manipulating people. I mean, that's a whole new animal.
Yeah, yeah, it absolutely is. And it's, you know, there's another piece I wrote a couple of weeks ago about this. One of the things that I've been studying for a long time is I've been obsessed since the 1980s. I've been obsessed with what it means to live at the dawn of the information age. And it turns out that the key thing that makes the information age different is that information used to be scarce and hard to come by. Right? You wanted to know something, you had to pay someone who knew how to find it. A spy, a lawyer, a teacher, a doctor. It was really hard to get information. All of a sudden, information is dirt cheap. You're drowning in it. Okay? You know what a search engine does? A search engine ignores the parts of the internet that are completely irrelevant to your query. It's a filter. Information is out there. We're drowning in it. And here's a problem. Okay? It's scarcity that creates value. Any era, any culture, any resource, if there isn't enough of it to meet demand, value skyrockets. If you got a surplus, value plummets. Well, we've now made information, we're in a surplus of information. Information has no value. You can't even win a bar bet anymore because whatever the question is, someone's going to look it up on their phone. Right?
That's right.
I mean, I think about, imagine, you know, maybe I'm dating myself, but I used to like a TV show called Cheers. Maybe some of your younger listeners know it in reruns.
One of the best spinoffs, Frasier, came from it. Yes.
No, there was a character on Cheers named Cliff Clavin, who was a mailman. He was a regular at the bar, and he liked to spout off on topics that he knew nothing about. You know what happens to a guy like, right? And he was a staple, right? Everybody knew a guy like that. He was your college buddy. He was your bar buddy, whatever he was. Thing is, those guys can't last anymore, right? You look up everything. There's no value to knowing anything anymore. And that's a huge problem because we've got a generation that doesn't bother knowing anything because you can always look it up. And when you move from looking up facts to looking up analyses or moral judgments, we got a big problem. That's where AI is killing us, is going to kill us.
You know, Bruce, you're so right. I mean, I remember when I could first legally go to bars, you know, smartphones were still coming onto the scene. And our big thing was if we were having a conversation, no, you can't text somebody, put your phone down. We're gonna have a debate here. And now you can't even have a fun debate because, you know, someone at the table has the phone under the table looking up the answer.
Right.
Bruce, I want to ask you a question. You know, a year ago, you released the book, American Spirit or Great Awakening, The Battle to Restore or Destroy Our Nation. A year later, where do you see us? Where do you see the country standing?
Well, I mean, you know, we've started to fight back. You know, the Trump team has been phenomenal, particularly. I mean, I cannot tell you how thrilled I am with the work coming out of the Civil Rights Division of the Justice Department. We've really, you know, we've knocked out DEI. We've taken on, taken on the universities. So we're starting to fight back. But, you know, there are people out there who think, oh, we had a good 6 months after a terrible 25 years. We've won. We haven't won. We finally entered the battlefield. So on that end, we're doing better, but we've got a very, very long road ahead. The place that I'm really worried about is the solution that I talk about. The solution that I talk about in there is connecting with America's own spiritual roots, is understanding that things like the Declaration of Independence, the First Amendment with the Free Exercise Clause and the Establishment Clause, those are, spiritual approaches that, you know, whether you like calling it faith or spirituality or just metaphysics, we need these components of our society. And I don't feel that we've done a very good job of going back to America's roots. And in fact, some of the stuff you see coming out right now, I mean, I've watched stuff. We talked about anti-Semitism a moment ago. I've seen stuff coming across my social media feed that is Catholics and Protestants taking each other on as if we were back in the 16th century.
Yeah.
Right? No, I mean, there is really nasty stuff going on there.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Bruce, really appreciate the conversation. Always great stuff. We'll talk again soon, all right?
Thank you very much. Pleasure, Joe.
That is Bruce Abramson. He is currently the admissions director at New College of Florida and a fellow of the Coalition for America. Make sure you read his latest piece, How to Read Today's News, and check out his book, American Spirit or Great Awakening, The Battle to Restore or Destroy Our Nation. It's Joe Beamer in for Mark Reardon. We'll be back after this.
Get more at 971talk.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.